也同时跟你们谈到有关逼迫的事情。
I don't know whether you were aware, but last weekend, last Sunday, was the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church.
我不知道你们知不知道，上个主日是国际祷告日，为了被逼迫的教会而有的国际祷告日。
For a number of years, this day has been set aside by many churches throughout the world to pray for our brothers and sisters who are undergoing persecution around the world.
已经很多年了，教会把这一天分别出来，为了全世界各地为了主耶稣的名受逼迫的教会祷告。
Unfortunately, I find that many people in the United States are unaware of this day of prayer.
非常可惜的是，在美国有很多教会不知道有这样一个日子。
And so, even though this is technically not the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that this morning.
虽然今天不是那个祷告日，但是今天我想跟你们谈一下有关这个国际教会祷告日。
So could we go to the first slide, please? The question arises a lot of times is what is Christian persecution?
很多时候人们会问到什么是基督徒的逼迫。
Definition is Christian persecution is the systematic mistreatment of an individual or group because of their Christian faith.
它的定义就是说因为对基督的信仰而对某些个人或是团体有组织性的不公平待遇。
Most often we think of that in terms of physical abuse, torture, rape, mutilation, destruction of property, and murder.
它有可能的形式是譬如在肉体上的摧残、折磨、强奸使肢体残废破坏产业把人关起来或甚至于谋杀。
These extreme forms are kinds of persecution that you think of in terms of what's happened to brothers and sisters in Syria and Iraq of recent years.
在最近的几年，我们可以看到在叙利亚或是在伊拉克，好多基督徒也受到这样的迫害。
But it happens in other places like Africa and Asia as well.
同时也发生在非洲和亚洲地带。
Less often we think of discrimination as being cultural and societal discrimination, family excommunication, loss of job and income, loss of family and friends, inability to marry, prevention of education, and many other forms.
它也可能会有这样的形式，就是在文化跟社会性的歧视，在家庭里面大家没有沟通，使职业或是收入会失去。使家庭跟朋友会离散，没有能力可以不准结婚，不准受教育，还有很多其他的。
Again, while we usually think about these kind of things as happening in the Muslim world, some of these are beginning to happen even here in the United States.
我们一直认为说这种情形可能只会发生在回教的国家，但是已经开始在美国有这种情形了。
Could we get the next slide, please?Yeah, just some basic facts on persecution, that Christians are the most persecuted group in the world.
这些下面是一些有关受逼迫的统计。基督徒是在全世界被逼迫的团体里面居首位。
Every month, 322 Christians are killed for their faith in Jesus.
每个月有322个基督徒因为对耶稣的信心而被杀。
If that doesn't sound like a lot, that multiplies out to over 117,000 a year.
这样322听起来好像不多，但是如果你把它放成一年的话，117,000.
Sorry, I didn't give you that one.
11,000是吧？117,000人，是吧
？That's a lot of people. Anyway, sorry. But what it works out to is about 200 million Christians around the world face persecution on a regular basis.
所以，在一个正常的情况下，几乎有2亿的基督徒会面对 逼迫。
And every month, 214 Christian churches and properties are destroyed by those who persecute them.
每个月有214的基督就是教会，基督教的教会或是他的这个产业会被破坏。
And so while it may be something that we don't experience or see much of here in the United States, it's something that's very serious around the world.
我们在美国不太看到有这样的一个情形，但是在其他国家在世界其他国家是很严重的。
Next slide, please. Yeah, persecution can be and oftentimes is a natural result of following Jesus.
逼迫通常都是因为跟随耶稣而自然产生的一个结果。
Some scriptures, Jesus tells us this will happen.
经文里面也告主耶稣早就告诉我们这种情形是会发生的。
John 15:20, Jesus said, Remember what I told you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obey my teaching, they will obey yours also.
在约翰福音，主耶稣说过，你们要纪念我从前对你们所说的话。仆人不能大于主人。他们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们。若遵守了我的话，也要遵守你们的话。
In 2 Timothy 3:12, Paul writes, Indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
在提摩太后书第三章十二节，保罗也是这么说，他说，不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
Probably one of the biggest questions that we should ask is, if this is true, then why is it not happening to us?
可能我们会有一个问题，就是说，如果刚刚我们念的经文都是真实的话，为什么我们没有受到逼迫呢？
Matthew 10:34, Jesus says, Do not suppose I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be members of his own household.
在马太福音第十章三十四到三十六节，主耶稣这么说：你们不要想我来是要叫地上太平，我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。因为我来是叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏。人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。
So it's important for us to keep in mind the fact that while we are not to seek persecution, it may come someday.
所以我们要记得的一件事情说，就是我们虽然不用去寻求被逼迫，但是有一天它会来的。
But while God has blessed us with relative peace, we should be involved in advocacy for our brothers and sisters who do not have that privilege.
现在神呢这样保佑我们这样祝福我们，我们就必须要为这些受逼迫的弟兄姊妹们申诉。
Next slide, please. So what should we do?
那我们应该为他们做什么呢？
Well, there are some organizations that you can actually go to and find out specifically things that you can be involved in and helping brothers and sisters around the world.
在这个网络上面有一些组织我们可以去寻找，可以去了解，借着这些组织我们可以来帮助受逼迫的弟兄跟姊妹。
Three of these that I especially like are Open Doors, Voice of the Martyrs, and Samaritan's Purse.
McQueen 牧师列下三个一个是开门组织，一个是寻道者之声这个组织，还有一个是撒玛利亚的袋子这个组织。
And there are also organizations here in the United States that advocate for Christians here who may be running into problems because of their beliefs not being accepted in workforce and places.
我们在美国也有受到同样的逼迫呢，就是说很可能他的信仰在他的工作环境里头不被接受。
Gwen and I both, my wife and I both feel strongly about the Alliance Defending Freedom and the American Center for Law and Justice.
我太太跟我两个都对这美国的这两个组织特别有感觉就是一个就是一个为了自由维护自由的一个联盟，另外一个呢就是立法跟司法中心这个团体。
But I mention these organizations to you because if you contact them, you can become involved in letter and email writing to advocate for brothers and sisters.
我提出来这几个组织，就是说你们可以跟他们联络，然后可以借着写电邮来跟他们交谈。
And you can also find ways in which you can give financially to help.
或许你可以在经济上对他们有援助。
And with the information that you gain, you can talk to others and encourage them to be vocal on behalf of brothers and sisters who are being persecuted around the world.
Yeah, 那如果你对这个组织有更详细的了解之后呢，你也可以传达这个讯息给其他的人。
Next slide, please. But the most important thing that we can do is pray.
但是最重要我们应该可以做的事情就是祷告。
When people who are being persecuted around the world ask what they would like for Christians who are free to do, they say unequivocally, pray for us.
所有被逼迫的在其他国家被逼迫的弟兄姊妹，如果你问他说你希望我们能够为你做什么，他们几乎是异口同声的说为我们祷告。
The problem is, I think that a lot of Christians don't really understand what prayer is.
但是很可惜的，很多基督徒都不知道什么叫做祷告。
Oftentimes we think it's kind of like a magic lamp that we rub and we get the genie of the lamp to give us what we want.
很多时候我们认为祷告就是像拿了一个神灯，像那个阿拉丁神灯的故事。
But it's far more than that.
但是远超过那个。
Next slide, please. Hudson Taylor, a famous missionary to the interior of China, once said, "When we work, but when we pray, God works."
戴德森曾经讲过一句话，他说：“当我们工作的时候，我们就是工作；但是当我们祷告的时候，神就要工作。”
And the Sudan Interior Mission, which was one of the first missions to Africa over 150 years ago, has their motto that all things should be done by prayer.
在苏丹有一个内部的这个宣教机构，他们的口号就是什么事情都祷告。他们的口号就是祷告。
In America, we talk about education in terms of traditional education anyway, in terms of the three R's.
在美国我们传统的教育里面经常讲到三个 R。
We call it reading, writing, and arithmetic.
这三个 R 就是代表读、写还有算术。
But there are three R's for prayer as well.
但是事实上在祷告里面也有三个 R。
Prayer is real.
这个祷告必须真实。
Prayer is relational.
这个祷告必须是跟神有关系的。
And prayer is has to be regular.
而且祷告必须是正常，是有规律的。
Next slide. This we've already gone over the scripture, so I'm not going to read through it again.
我们已经读过这个经文了，所以我不再读了。
So you can go to the next slide.But keep in mind when Jesus gave us the Lord's Prayer, He gave it as a model.
我们要知道，就是说，当主耶稣把主导文给我们的时候，他给了我们来当做一个口号一样，当做一个model. 等等。
Okay. The whole idea, a lot of Christians think that if they just pray this prayer the way that it is, that's all they have to do.
很多基督徒认为主导文就是把它念一遍就算。
But in reality, this prayer gives us the framework that we need to really be able to pray the three R's.
但是主导文其实是给了我们三个 R 的这个结构，我们可以照着来祷告。
So, verses 11 to 16 shows us the fact that God intends these prayers to be real, dealing with our needs.
在这个主导文这一段经文里面，第十一节到十六节，神要让我们知道的就是说，这个祷告是一个很真实的事情。
It says, "Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts, for we also have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil."
你所赐给我们日用的饮食。你今日赐给我，免我的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我遇见试探，救我脱离凶恶。
When we talk about prayer being real, we're basically saying there is nothing that is too small or too big for us to take to the Lord in prayer.
当我们讲到祷告的时候，没有什么事情是太大的或是太小的事情。
A lot of people, though, that I talk with, they say, "Well, I've prayed about things and it doesn't work."
很多人我跟他们谈到祷告的时候，他们会回答我说，我祷告可是没有用。
What they mean is, I didn't get what I wanted.
他们的意思就是说，我没得到我祷告所祈求的。
And there are reasons for that.
这是有原因的。
I mean, God is using prayer in our lives to accomplish a lot of different things.
神用祷告在我们的生命里为要达到很多他在我们身上的旨意。
We can offer exactly the same prayer on two different occasions and we may get a different response.
我们可能在用同样的一个祷告在两个不同的状况下而得到两个不同的结果。
I'll give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
A week ago last night, our Chinese student ministry at the University of Illinois had a farm party.
在上个礼拜六啊，在响片的这个学生团体里头有一个在这个 farmhouse， 在一个农场里头有一个聚会。
We roasted wieners。
啊，我们烤热狗吃。
We did square dancing。
我们跳乡村舞，乡村舞。
We sang old-fashioned American folk songs。
我们唱美国的民歌，老的民歌。
And we went for a ride on a hay rack out in the field, the farmer's field.
而且我们去坐这个去坐那个 hay rack， 草，就是那个玉米的那个。
Basically, what we do is we sit on a wagon that's full of hay, and we just go for a ride out in the fields.
基本上就是我们坐在一个拖车上面，然后上面都是玉米稻草。
It's an old-fashioned American fun thing to do from the farm.
美国非常传统的一个方式来享受。
And we did this at night.
而我们是在晚上做。
So you could see the stars and the moon. It was really beautiful.
你可以看到天上的星星、月亮，非常的美。
One of our students dropped his keys.
有一个学生，他的钥匙掉了。
You have to keep in mind that this was about a 20-minute ride over 1,000 acres of ground.
你要知道的，这是一个大概包括一千亩的一块一个二十分钟的这个游行啊。
He didn't want to interrupt the fun for everybody else, so he didn't tell us when it happened.
他没有告诉大家他的钥匙掉了，因为他不想扫大家的兴。
So we get back and he says, I lost my keys.
当我们回来的时候，他就跟大家说我钥匙掉。
But he says, I think I remember where we dropped him.
但是我想我大概知道我在哪掉的。
He said it was after the second time we turned.
他说在我们第二个转弯之后我掉了钥匙。
Keep in mind, this is in the dark in a field.
我们要知道这是在很黑的一个状况下，而且是在一片原野里。
So my farmer friend and his son and this young man went out to look for the keys.
所以我的朋友，我的这个农场的朋友，还有他的朋友，都出去找这个钥匙。
I got everybody together when after they left. I said we need to pray.
那在大家这些人去找钥匙的时候，我就把其他的人聚在一起，说我们需要祷告。
These were Christians and non-Christian students alike.
我们这边这个不管是基督徒、非基督徒都一样。
But I said unless God takes them to where the keys are, there is no chance whatsoever that we will ever see those keys again.
他说，除非神把他这些寻找的人带到那个钥匙的地方，几乎没有可能可以找到这个钥匙。
And they came back 15 minutes later.
他们十五分钟后回来。
They had the keys.
他们找到了钥匙了。
And I go, yes.
我就说好啊。
This was a great witness to the non-Christians and the Christians alike.
这个就是对当时在场的非基督。
But I remembered that just about a month ago, a similar thing happened.
大概在一个月以前，我就想起来还有另外一个差不多的事情发生了。
It didn't happen on a farm at night.
并不是发生在农场里。
It happened in my house in the daytime.
发生在我的家里，而且是白天的时候。
And I lost my keys.
我也掉了钥匙。
My wife and I turned the house upside down looking for the keys.
我跟我太太两个几乎把家都翻了，在找这个钥匙。
We prayed to find my keys.
我们就祷告。
We did not find my keys.
我们还是没有找到钥匙。
Do you know how much a key to my car costs to replace?
你知不知道一个钥匙一个车钥匙要花我多少钱吗？
It's $165.
要165块美元。
And the only thing that made that a little less painful was the fact that the woman who made the key for me told me that she lost hers once and it cost $800 to replace.
让我感觉好一点的是有那个帮我做钥匙的那个女的她说曾经花了她800多块钱来弄一个钥匙。
The situation was two identical types of situations lost keys.
情形这两个故事的情形都是一样的，我们都掉了钥匙。
We prayed and we got the keys in 15 minutes.
第一个，我们祷告15分钟后找到钥匙。
We prayed and I had to buy a new key.
第二个故事是，我们也祷告，但是必须要，我还是得去买一个新的钥匙。
So prayer is real, but it's confusing.
祷告是很真实，但有的时候会让你搞不清楚。
But see, God is in the process of making us to be co-workers with Him for eternity.
神借着祷告，让我们跟他对于永恒的事情来一起同工。
And He gives us prayer to begin to teach us what His concerns are and what His vision is for us as individuals and as a society.
他借着祷告，让我们能够看见。他对我们所想要的事情是什么，而且他对我们的目的是什么。
Blaise Pascal, who invented calculus.
有一个叫做巴斯科的一个过去一个科学家啊，他发明了微积分。
He also was a very committed Christian.
他同时也是一个非常敬虔的基督徒。
And he wrote a book, which if you like to read it sometime, it's called Pensées. It means thinking in French.
他有写一本书，这个书的名字叫 Pensées.
But he gave us, Pascal says God gives us prayer to give us the dignity of causality.
Pascal 说他神给我们祷告的目的是要让我们借着祷告这个关系跟神的这个关系，可以看到祷告结果的这种尊严。
God chooses to do nothing in this world apart from prayer.
神在对于这个世界，他没有做别的，但是他就做了祷告这件事。
God has blessings that He wants to give to us and to the world.
神有对世界有很多的祝福。
But God wants us to pray for those things.
但是神希望我们为这些祝福来祷告。
And so if we don't pray, we don't receive them.
所以如果我们不祷告，我们就得不到这些祝福。
God wants to work through our prayers in order to do great and mighty things.
神要借着我们的祷告能够做一些很伟大的事情。
And yet when we don't pray, God does not act.
当我们不祷告的时候，神就不能够做事，这就是帕斯科所讲的因果论。
Now that's a slight overstatement.
他的这个说法有一点过头了点。
Because obviously God does work in the world when we're not praying.
那事实上是我们没有祷告的时候，神也在工作。
But God wants us to be involved in that process, and He's going to teach us to one day rule the universe with Him through prayer.As we live among ourselves today.
但是神希望我们借着祷告这个过程里面，可以将来与他永远同在。
God's not a genie or a magic lamp.
神不是个神仙，也不是一个神灯，祷告也不是个神灯。
But God will teach us about Himself through prayer.
但是神绝对会借着祷告。来告诉我们。
Next slide. So not only is prayer real, it's also relational.
所以祷告不只是一件很真实的事情，它也是一个有关系的事情。
The Lord's Prayer begins, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
主祷文一开始就说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And he says, Your kingdom come and your will be done here as it is in heaven.
你的国降临，你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
I mean, just at the beginning of that prayer, we find out that God is both Father and King.
我们就是根据这几句开头的这个祷告文，就可以了解我们的神是我们的天父，也是我们的王。
And while God gives us the Bible to begin to know and understand Him, He gives us prayer to clarify that.
所以神借着圣经来让我们来了解他这个主导文这几句的内容到底是什么意思。
P.T. Forsyth was a 19th century Scottish preacher.
一位叫做 P.T. Forsyth 的一个传道人。
He did a lot of writing.
他写了很多书。
But I always got a special meaning from this one particular quote that I have up here on the projector.
但是我对他所写的书里面这一句话我特别有感觉。
Those of you who have taken the GRE or the ACT might recognize the form.
如果你们有考这个 GRE 或是 ACT 的人，你们可能可以了解这个形式。
He said, "Prayer is to Christianity as original research is to science."
这 Forsyth 讲了这么一句话，他说：“祷告对于基督教来说，就好像科学里面的基础研究。”
Think about that.
我们来想想这句话。
When we say original research in science, what comes to your mind?
当我们讲到这个科学里的基础研究，你们想到什么？
The idea is that as you study your discipline in science, you begin to learn more and more about that specific branch of your science.
当你讲到基础研究的时候，你就会在你所研究的那个部门越来越明白你所研究的东西。
I got my doctorate in intercultural studies.
我拿到我
intercultural studies、yeah.
intercultural OK 这个国际文化交流的这个博士学位。
And I did all this research in order to understand how cultures interact with each other more.
我做了很多研究，来研究这个国际间这个文化如何的能够来交流。
I'm not sure that my research was any kind of life-changing type of contribution to the study.
我不觉得我的研究呢能够造成任何这个人生活上的改变。
But I learned an awful lot that helped me not only get my doctorate but also with my ministry.
但是不只是帮助我拿到我博士学位，同时对我的这个宣教很有帮助。
The same thing happens with prayer.
祷告也是同样的。
As we pray, we begin to see how God works.
当我们祷告的时候，我们可以知道神是如何的在工作。
We have descriptions of God in the scriptures.
我们在圣经里面有讲到神的属性。
But we begin to see how those descriptions work their way out in practical living when we pray.
但是当我们祷告的时候，我们就可以从祷告中看见神属性如何在我们生活里面显示出来。
So what did God teach me when I pray for keys one time and they get found and I pray for keys another time and I don't find them?
所以这个就让我想到我这两个例子，一个我祷告找到钥匙，一个我不祷告，我祷告钥匙找不到。
If we have time sometime and you want to know, come to me and I will explain to you all the lessons that I learned from that.
如果你有兴趣的话，你可以来问我，我从这两个故事里头学到了什么功课。
But the fact is, as I pray, I begin to see how God answers yes and no and maybe, and I learn about my Father in heaven.
但是我借着这个祷告，虽然神给了我不同的答案，但是我借着祷告，我可以认识神。
In some ways, it's an awful lot like dating and marriage.
借着他给我的肯定的答案跟否定的答案，我可以来认识神，就好像我在谈恋爱一样。
Think back when you first saw your wife or your husband.
想想你当初刚刚遇见你的先生或是你太太的时候。
Or if you're too young to be married yet, think about the guy you think that's really cute, or the girl that's really nice looking.
如果你还没有结婚的话，你就想一想。你心目中的白马王子或是美丽的少女。
Yeah, there's something that attracts you to that person.
就是那个人有某样事情吸引你。
And you want to get to know them.
你想要多认识他。
And what do you do?
那你做什么呢？
You go on dates.
你就跟他约会。
You talk.
你们谈天。
And as you get to know each other by talking and communicating, you really do have a relationship that develops that's significant.
在你们的谈话交流之间，你们就开始建立一个关系。
And hopefully that doesn't stop once you get married.
希望这个关系不要因为你们结婚了就停止了。
But the fact is, as you communicate, as you talk, and as you listen, you get to know that person.
所以当你们交流的时候，你听，还有你谈，你就可以认识对方。
And in a sense, the same thing is true when we pray.
当我们祷告的时候，也是同样的。
We talk to God.
我们跟神讲话。
And then we watch and we listen for how God answers.
然后我们等，看神怎么回应我们的这个交谈。
Yeah, that can be frustrating.
我有时候会可能你会感到很困惑。
There are some things that I've been praying for years, and I still have not seen God give me an answer.
有很多事情我已经祷告了很多年，但是我还是没有看到神给我答案。
But the thing is, I continue to talk and I continue to listen.
但是我仍然继续的跟神讲话，继续跟他交谈，继续听他。
Some of you may be familiar with Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones.
有的人你们可能认识在滚石合唱团里面的主唱叫 Mick Jagger.
In 1969, he wrote a song, You Can't Always Get What You Want.
在1969年他写了一首歌叫做你不能老是得到你想要的。
And that gets repeated over and over again in the chorus.
在这个歌里头他不断的重复的唱这一句话。
But the last line is, but you get what you need.
但是你会得到你需要的东西。
And that's what God does with us with prayer.
这也是同样神借着祷告要给我们的。
He teaches us.
他教导我们。
And he loves us.
他爱我们。
And we get frustrated sometimes.
我们有时候会感到很困惑。
But he always gives us what we need.
但是他总是会把我们需要的给我们。
And what we need more than anything else is a relationship with him.
其实我们最需要的就是跟他有建立关系。
We need to learn to have a sense of expectation and trust as we pray.
当我们跟神祷告的时候，我们必须要跟他建立一个一个期望，还有一个信任。
We need to both go to God as the sovereign King and as our loving Heavenly Father.
我们来到神面前，我们要认为神是我们的主宰，而且他同时也是我们慈爱的天父。
Unfortunately, the temptation in our day and age is that we are so busy we don't take time to pray.
但是在今日这个世代，我们最大的诱惑就是我们的忙碌。
And that's Satan's attack on us because he knows that if we pray, God is going to do things that are going to be great.
因为撒旦知道，当我们祷告的时候，神就要做大事。
Martin Luther, the great reformer, made an interesting statement about prayer.
马丁路德曾经有讲过这样一句话，有关祷告。
He said, I am so busy today that I am going to spend the first 3 hours in prayer.
他说我今天会很忙，所以我要在今天开始的时候先花三个小时来祷告。
Perhaps if we began to pray more, we wouldn't be as busy as we are otherwise.
也许我们多祷告，我们就不会那么忙了。
Well, finally, not only is prayer real and it's relational, but it also has to be regular.
祷告不只是说是有关系，而且是真实的，同时它也是要有规律的。
If you look at the beginning, before we actually get to the Lord's Prayer, Jesus prefaces his prayer with several remarks.
在我们没有讲到主祷文之前啊，我们来看主耶稣把这个祷告有分成几个重点。
He says in verse 5, in verses 5, 6, 7, and 9,
在第五、第六、第七、第九节
he says, and when you pray,And when you pray, and when you are praying, and pray.
他都是这样说，当你祷告的时候，当你祷告的时候，当你祷告的时候。
Do you think he wants us to pray?
你想他想不想要我们祷告呢？
Well, that's a resounding. Of course he does. And he wants us to be regular in the way that we go about that.
他不但希望我们祷告，而且他希望我们很有规律的每天祷告。
Now there's two ways in which you can be regular in prayer.
有两方面你可以有正常的规律的祷告。
And both of them are difficult. Both of them really take a lot of effort in order to be able to make it happen.
这两方面是真的都要下功夫的。
The first one is we should pray all the time.
第一个就是我们要时时祷告。
Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章16-18节呢，就说要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
Now you say it's impossible to always pray.
有的时候我们会说不可能要不住的祷告。
Now, I would agree with you if it meant the only way that we could pray is if we had our heads bowed and our hands folded.
我知道我们祷告的时候我们就是把手合起来然后头低下来。
But in reality, prayer is conversation with God. It's not something which is just a formal activity.
但事实上祷告是跟神交谈而不只是一个外面的形式。
I still remember when I first started working with Chinese students at Illinois, I had a very funny situation develop.
About what?
About prayer.
Oh, okay. 当我开始跟中国学生有在一起聚会的时候，我发现我有一个对祷告有一个特别的感觉。
I was walking from the engineering campus to the main campus with one of my students.
我要从这个工程的这个部门走到这个办公室。
He was actually the president of our fellowship.
我碰到一个学生，他是我们团契里面的主席。
And he'd been a Christian for a long time.
他已经是很长久的基督徒了。
And he was telling me about a problem that he had.
他跟我讲到一个他的问题。
And I said, you know, we need to pray about that.
他说我们必须为这个祷告。
And he said, well, I don't have time right now.
我跟他说我们必须祷告，但是他说我现在没有时间。
And I said, well, we can pray while we're walking.
我就跟他说我们可以一面走一面祷告。
And he stopped.
然后他停下来。
And he looked at me.
他看着我。
And he said, we can.
我们可以吗？
He couldn't picture walking on a university campus talking to God with a friend at the same time.
他没有办法想象在校园里面跟一个人一起走路，然后同时也可以跟神讲话。
Because for him, prayer was something that you had to do in a quiet place by yourself with your head bowed and your hands folded and saying just the right things.
在他的感觉里面，祷告就是要在一个房间里面把头低下来，然后说不要说错话在神面前。
We need to develop the habit of talking to God all the time.
我们必须要建立一个习惯，就是不住的祷告，随时随地跟神祷告。
When I first really wanted to start doing this, I found a rather unusual way of reminding myself.
当我开始这样做的时候，我找到一个比较不寻常的方法来提醒我自己。
You know what this is?
你知道这是什么吗？
It's a cheap digital watch.
是一个很便宜的。
When they first came out with these things, every hour they would beep.
当这种表刚出来的时候，每小时它都会哔。
If you remember that,
你们记不记得
？I remember it when they first started coming out with this at church. It was so annoying because about the time church was supposed to be over at noon, everybody's watches would start going beep beep.
这个表刚出来的时候，教会里面每到十二点聚会快完的时候，每个人的手表都开始哔哔哔。
I think people appreciated that because they knew I had to finish up when I started hearing all the beeps go.
也许有的人用这个哔来提醒我，我们必须要结束了。
But I thought, you know, my watch beeps once an hour, 24 hours a day.
你知道我那个手表一天要叫24次。
So every time that watch beeps, I'm going to take just a minute and thank God and talk to him for a second.
所以我就用这个方法，就每次他这个叫的时候呢，我就停下来来感谢神。
And so even when I didn't have my watch on, someone else did.
如果我没有戴那个手表，而别人戴了那个手表的话。
And to this day, I still, when I hear beep beep, the first thing I do is I think, oh, Thank you, Lord, for this day.
甚至于到今天，我还是有时候会听到这个手表哔的声音，我就会马上来感谢神。
We need to learn to pray at all times.
我们必须要常常不住的祷告。
But we also need to have a definite time and place.
当然，我们也需要有一个固定的时间跟地点来祷告。
I mean, Jesus did.
耶稣就有一个固定的地方跟时间。
In Mark 1:35, we find that Jesus got up before the sun and he went out to a lonely place and prayed by himself to his Father.
在马可福音一章第三十五节就是讲到，他在清晨起来，天还没有亮的时候，就去向天父祷告。
And if Jesus did it, it's probably a good idea for us to do it too, right?
如果耶稣可以这样做，也许我们也可以这样做。
And it doesn't have to be a burden.
不需要是一个变成一个负担。
You can think about going back and dating again.
就好像想到我们当初在跟对方约会的时候。
I always looked forward to spending time with my wife.
我一直当时都很急着要跟我太太花时间在一起。
I mean, before she was my wife. I enjoyed it more then than now, maybe.
那个时候也许相处的时间比现在多。
No, but because of the relationship that we had, we wanted to be together.
因为我们之间的关系，我们会想要在一起。
And if that's true in the human realm, how much more important is it that we be with the one who gives us life?
如果我们跟人是这样子的关系的话，那我们跟一个给我们生命的神，更是应该要这样子。
So important for us to recognize that.All the power that we need to live our lives is there in abundance if we are willing to pray.
我们可以想到，当我们愿意祷告的时候，我们可以从神得到如何丰盛的生命。
Next slide. I'm going to go through this fairly quickly, so if the watches start beeping, you'll know I'm done.
我会很快地把这一段讲完。
My habit when I pray in a definite time and place is to follow a pattern.
我在固定的时间祷告的时候，我是有一个形式的。
I actually will usually start with the Lord's Prayer.
我一开始都是先把主导文祷告一遍。
Because it provides that framework, that model that I really want to have when I pray.
因为主导文给我一个程式，我想要祷告的程式。
Every day I will begin by praying for my wife and kids.
我每天都会为了我的孩子跟我太太祷告。
And then what I do is, on each different day of the week, I pray for different things as well.
然后每个礼拜的每一天，我会为不同的事情祷告。
Monday through Friday, I pray for 5 different regions of the world.
礼拜一到礼拜五，我会为世界五个不同的地方祷告。
On Monday, I pray for Europe.
礼拜一，我为欧洲祷告。
Tuesday, I pray for Africa.
礼拜二为非洲祷告。礼拜三为
Wednesday for Asia.
礼拜三为亚洲祷告。
Thursday for Latin America.
礼拜四为拉丁美洲祷告。
Friday for the Middle East.
礼拜五为中东祷告。
And I pray for my friends who are there.
我为我的朋友在那边那些地方的朋友祷告。
I pray for missionaries.
我为那些宣教士祷告。
I pray for the church.
我为教会那边的教会祷告。
I pray for brothers and sisters who are persecuted.
我为被逼迫的弟兄姊妹祷告。
And it's amazing how fast the time passes.
你会觉得很惊奇，时间过得很快的。
Each day I also break the world, the country down into 5 regions.
我也把我们的国家分成五个地段落。
And I pray for my friends and my supporters and my the churches that I work with, each on a different day.
我也为我的朋友，为我的赞助者，每天，有不同的祷告。
I have 5 kids.
我有五个孩子。
I give each kid a special day of prayer.
我每一个孩子，我都花一天来为他祷告。
Well, I pray for them all.Daily, I pray for one specially each day.
我每天都为我五个孩子祷告，但是每一天我会特别为一个孩子祷告。
When Martin Luther said that he prayed 3 hours a day, I had no idea how anyone could pray for 3 hours a day.
马丁路德说他每天祷告三个小时，我真是不能想象是怎么一回事。
But when I began doing this, I began to realize it would be real easy to pray for 3 hours a day.
当我开始这样祷告的时候，我才发现其实祷告三个小时是不难的。
And that's just with me talking.
这只是我在讲话。
Doesn't mean necessarily that I'm listening as much as I should be either.
并不代表我应该要多听神的声音。
And so prayer is one of those things that we need to do all the time, and we need to do special times as well.
所以祷告是我们应该要常常不住的祷告，但是我们也应该有特别的祷告。
Last slide, please. So what? It's important for us to pray.
所以呢，就是说，对我们来说是很重要，要祷告这件事。
And if nothing else, we need to be praying for the persecuted church on a regular basis.
你如果没有什么可以祷告的话，你就为每天被逼迫的教会祷告。
And we need to take our burdens and our concerns to God because that's where the burden is lifted.
而且我们必须要把我们所关心的事情，我们的重担带到神的面前。
We need to pray to know Jesus.
我们必须要为认识耶稣来祷告。
Because the heart of prayer is that relational element.
因为我们跟神祷告这个关系是一个最主要的元素。
Famous song years ago, well, actually was a quote from Richard, Bishop of Chichester.
有一首歌是由一个叫做理查·切斯特写的。
Said that we, Lord, to see Thee more clearly, to love Thee more dearly, to follow Thee more nearly, day by day.
这个诗歌是说，每天我都能够更清楚地认识你，能够更爱你。而且能够更亲近你。
If we make that our goal,
如果我们把这个变成我们每天生活的目标的话，
Not only will we connect with God in a new and special way,
不但我们跟神可以有一个新的联合，
but we will begin to see Him work in our lives and in the world in a way that the world has never yet seen.
并且可以让我们周遭的世界变成一个新的世界，是我们从来没有看过的一个崭新的世界。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we confess that we fall so far short of your desire for us to pray.
神啊，我们真是必须要承认我们亏欠了在你面前的祷告。
We pray that your Holy Spirit would come and bring conviction and remembrance into our lives.
神啊，我们求你的圣灵来带领我们，让我们知道要来到你的面前来认罪。
And in doing so, may we truly know you and love you with all our heart.
借着祷告，我们可以真正的认识你，并且爱你。
And may we see you work in powerful ways.
我们仍可以看见你那展，你能够施展你的大能。
In our lives.
在我们的生活里。
In our families,
在我们的家庭里,
in our church,
在我们的教会里,
in our community,
在我们的, 我们的社区里,
throughout the country,
并我们整个国家,
and indeed, Lord, throughout the entire world,
并且整个世界。
We pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters today.
我们今天为了受逼迫的弟兄和姊妹们祷告。
We ask, Lord, that you would relieve their burden.
我们祈求你能够解除他们的重担。
Please protect them.
求你保护他们。
Please provide for them.
供给他们的需要。
And Father, in doing so, may their persecutors see the reality of Jesus in their lives.
并且让这些受逼迫的弟兄姊妹可以看到他们生活上的现实。
And may they be drawn to Jesus as well.
并且能够更亲近你。
Father, you are able to do immeasurably more than all that we ask or think.
父啊，我们相信你所能够做的远大过我们所求所想的。
Help us to access that through prayer.
让我们能够借着祷告得到那个你所预备给我们的。
And you, may you receive glory and honor and praise.
让愿你能够得到我们的赞美，我们你应得的荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. 我们谢谢马奎牧师的证道。那我们一起站立，那我们唱这首诗歌。在这唱这首诗歌之前，我们请诗琴帮我们弹奏一遍。那我们也感谢主，那我们有祷告的权利。 我们也跟他愿意跟他有着美好的分享交通来敬拜赞美他。